Welcome to Shomar Shavan Adav, Shir's Pansolo, Yenishva Sarim Yaakov Shalom, and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Yevomes Dav Kov Yud Gimel. The Gemara in Udala brings for the first time the concept that Yoyser Mishayish Roitze Liso Haisha Roitze Linose. To come and explain why a Pikachas doesn't need an incentive to marry a Cheresh, a woman has more interest in getting married than a man. The Isha has more interest in the marriage. The Maharal in Der Chaim, beginning of Perek Dalet, on the Mishnah that says, Ezu Chochom, Haloimin Mikolodom. Who's the smart one? Who's the wise one? Someone who always tries to learn from others. The regular understanding of people is that a Chochom is someone who knows everything. He's today a Chochom. But it says the Maharal, based on the Mishnah, Chochom is not someone who knows. It's someone who's pursuing wisdom. He's always running after wisdom. And the Maharal takes the Yisoid that we mentioned a few days ago, that an Adam is really goof. That's his main essence. Now, the Chochma, the Neshama, the Seichel, it's something which is beyond the Adam, and that's what gives the Tzura of the Adam. What makes the shape, what defines what a human being is taking his body and putting on it his Chochma, his Seichel, and with that refining the goof, with that elevating and making the goof more spiritual. But the Adam is the goof who's yearning to get the Chochma. A true Chochom is somebody who understands how much the Chochma is the Tzura of his body. How much the Chochma is his own Tzura, is the one that gives him the correct shape. So he's always yearning to connect it. He's always yearning and running and desperate to be part of Chochma. He's a Chochom, a Loimid Kol Adam. He's running after Chochma. And this the Maharal says, because always the Choymer, which means the more materialistic item, the more physical item, is always yearning to get closer to the Tzura, to the shape, to the Ruchnius. That's how Kishbol created the world. The Chaymri runs and yearns for the Tzura. Says the Maharal, that's the Pshat in the Gemara here. We know that an Ish V'Isha is a dugma always of Ruchni and Gashmi, of Neshama and Guf, of a Kishbol and Am Yisrael, the Rav and Talmid. Always the Isha is the more physical element, that's what she represents. And the Ish represents the more Ruchni element, the more spiritual element, the one that's connected more to Torah and elevates the Isha. The Isha is a Keres Habayis. She's the Ikar over here in the world. But she yearns to connect the Pchina of the Ish to the Pchina which is more Ruchni. Says the Maharal, that's what Gemara says, Yoyse Mishayish Roitze Liso, Aisha Roitze Linose. The Isha, which is the Pchina Chomris, the more materialistic, physical element, is yearning to connect to the Tzura, to the Ruchni. That's what the Gemara says over here. And we can add to this, what we brought Leil in the beginning of the Masechta, in the name of Yosef Engel. The Yosef Engel points out, there's a very big difference between the creation of the Ish and the creation of the Isha. The Ish was created single, maybe connected to the Isha as one, but it's a single body which is called the Ish. The Isha, when she was created as a separate body, Esala Eza Connector, she was created to be a spouse. Her whole mohus, her whole essence is a spouse of a man. That's what she is. So if Aisha represents Chomrius, and she was created as part of the Adam, so here is Mamish Divrei Amaral, that the Chomrius is aspiring to be part of the Ruchni, the Aisha writes a Yosef Aish, that's her whole essence. The whole essence of the Chomrius is to try and find and connect to a Tzura, try to come and be defined by something which is higher. The Chomer is yearning for the Tzura, and Yosef Mishayish Roitze Lisa, Aisha Roitze Linase. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.